ready to go. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We are up to an even freezing 32 degrees here on this Friday morning. Again, should be a nice one out there. Get into the low 50s before all is said and done, before things start to cool down a little bit tomorrow, then really cools down on Sunday and Monday. But you'll get more details on the weather as we continue. Coming up at 9:20 this morning, we'll be talking to Paul Mickling about Wisconsin sports. Last night, we had some local sports here on Bull Falls Radio. I made it down to Madison for the WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament. Marathon Red Raiders. Marathon, just a great year. 27 wins on the campaign. Went into their state semifinal last night against Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic with a 27-1 record, but they faced a very good basketball team. In fact, it was a very deep field in the Division IV semifinals. And in the end, the Raiders just couldn't get it going. The shooting struggled. They had a bit of a turnover issue and not able to get past Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic as the Red Raiders season came to an end 46-37. But still, just an outstanding campaign for Marathon. So much fun for everybody involved to get down to the Kohl Center. Obviously, a big thrill for the players. Their spirit squad performed at halftime. And, of course, it was really fun for myself to be able to broadcast from that venue. Just very, very lucky and very, very fortunate to enjoy just a wonderful night at the State Boys Basketball Tournament. The tournament got underway yesterday with the Division III and Division IV semifinals. Some great games. The first game was a bit of a blowout. St. Thomas More in Division III defeated Prescott 68-45. And then other than the Marathon game against Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic, which was a single-digit game, but the other two games went right down to the buzzer. The second semifinal in Division III last night, I was there getting ready to do our broadcast, and I went down and was watching from basically courtside. And Lakeside Lutheran hit a very high difficult shot, difficulty shot, very high difficulty with just over a second to go to beat Keele, previously undefeated Keele, 57-55. So St. Thomas More and Lakeside Lutheran will face off in the state championship game tomorrow afternoon. Division IV, as I said, Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic beat Marathon 46-37. And then another thriller to wrap up things last night, Aquinas had a 7-point lead with a minute to go in regulation, but Mineral Point came back and scored the final 8 points of the game, and were able to hit a 3-point field goal with just a second to go to beat Aquinas 62-61. So Mineral Point advances to take on Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic in the Division IV championship game coming up tomorrow. Right now at the Kohl Center, the very long Friday with six semifinals is underway. The first game tipped off just a few minutes ago at 9:05. Columbus Catholic, another Central Wisconsin school from Marshfield, 27-2 on the season, taking on fourth-seeded Solon Springs, also 27-2. That will be followed by number two-seeded Almond Bancroft at 27-1, taking on number three Abundant Life Christian, who is 27-2. Then the afternoon session will be the Division II semifinals. Wisconsin Lutheran, number one seed, undefeated, 28-0, taking on number four seeded Nicolet, who is 24-4. Then game two, Pewaukee, 24-4 against number three seeded West Salem, who is 25-3. And then finally tonight, the Division I state semifinals. Arrowhead at 25-2 taking on Neenah 21-7. And then the second game will have number 2 Kettle Moraine at 25-3 and number 3 seeded Marquette at 24-4. So again, it's been very exciting last weekend with the girls state basketball tournament. And last night and yesterday afternoon, a very exciting start to the boys' high school state basketball tournament as well. Just unfortunately not able to go back down tomorrow for a state championship game with Marathon. But again, congratulations to Coach Adam Jacobson and all the Marathon High School student athletes on their boys' basketball team for just a terrific, terrific 27 wins and 2 loss season in the 2023-2024 campaign. The time is 9:12. Need to welcome in our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Again, beautiful start here in Central Wisconsin. You said it. I said last night I had to go through some rather significant rain, but we got no rain at all yesterday. I thought, maybe, like you said earlier, thought maybe we'd get a little bit.
The clouds were moving around, but I thought it looked like rain, but then the sky kept peeking in and the clouds were kind of separating. And yeah, we're not having a good luck with rain at the moment.
And
with any precipitation,
yeah.
Actually,
there was a river or lake on my drive yesterday. Which one was it? But I turned to my right. I'm driving down Interstate 39, heading mm-hmm. down towards Madison. Turned to my right, and so dry. I mean, the water levels in this, which are normally very high. So, yeah, I think hopefully at some point, and we need those spring showers.
Yeah.
Bottom line, spring showers.
We don't need the April showers. We need the March showers first.
March showers, and then April showers that are not all the time. Because when you get to April, I don't want all those baseball and softball games postponed. We got to have, overnight rain. Overnight rain. That's what we need.
Wait till the games are over, then it can start
exactly. Raining. So, but again, it's going to be a quiet weekend. No real big plans this weekend?
Not really. Not too big of plans. I got my new book I need to finish. Probably I get outside, at least for today. I know the weekend will be a little chilly, but today should actually be not so bad. I mean, the sun's out. It should be in the low 50s, so not horrible. I mean,
well, anybody
for March are kind of...
Yeah, well, anybody that's a college basketball fan will have plenty to keep an eye on, both the Wisconsin Badgers and the Marquette Golden Eagles in action in their respective conference tournaments. Badgers yesterday defeated Maryland 87-58 in their first Big Ten tournament game.
Good job, Badgers.
Yeah, they really rolled over the Terrapins. The Badgers, number 5 seed in the tournament, will take on number 4 seeded Northwestern in the quarterfinals today. It's actually a pretty early start. It's early this afternoon. I think 1 o'clock is the scheduled tip-off time at the Target Center in Minneapolis. And the Marquette Golden Eagles survived last night. It took overtime, but Marquette defeated Villanova 71-65 in the quarterfinals of the Big East Tournament at Madison Square Garden. The Golden Eagles, number 3 seed, will take on number 7 seeded Providence in the semifinals tonight at MSG. Milwaukee Bucks were victorious last night, knocking off the Philadelphia 76ers by a score of 114-105. Again, the Bucks returning home after a 4-game road trip where they went 1-3. Another big night for Giannis as he continues to just be so consistent. I mean, as a superstar, just a consistent superstar for the Milwaukee Bucks. Another double-double, 32 points, 11 rebounds, almost a triple-double yet. 7 assists in that game as well. Brooke Lopez made 5 three-pointers for the Bucks, scoring 19 points. But the thing about Giannis is, as a superstar, he's such a hard worker.
Oh, yes.
I mean, he does not, he never just rest on his laurels. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been in the NBA for more than a decade, but his will to succeed, his will to win is something that I think everybody can take something from. And he's also just a great guy. I mean, I've said this before. We have so many instances where folks just root for the laundry. If you wear the right laundry, What I mean is, if you wear the laundry that says...
It's not about the person. It's about the uniform.
Yes. It's,
well, to be honest, it is about the person.
Yep.
Right?
It's also great to be wearing the right uniform. But, you know, again, I look at him, and then you hear about the headlines for a guy like Aaron Rodgers. I mean, come on. I mean, you can do so much good, and you can do so much harm. And I think Giannis does a lot of good, but I think that Aaron Rodgers right now is doing some harm by promoting a lot of these conspiracy theories as well. But very lucky.
That's going to come back to bite him in the butt someday.
Yeah, but we're very fortunate to have Giannis here in Wisconsin. As we heard with Mike Clemens earlier, Packers did bring back running back A.J. Dillon, the free agent. Dillon has agreed to a new deal that will bring him back to Green Bay for another season. Dillon had received interest from other teams, including the Dallas Cowboys, New York Giants, and the Indianapolis Colts. So A.J. Dillon will be back. It looks like he will be part of a two running back set again for the Packers. But his partner, Aaron Jones, has left. So, again, lots of sports news out there. We're going to cover a lot of it with Paul Bickling coming up. But also here on the weekend, make sure you tune in over the weekend because there's a lot of terrific original programming on the weekend here in on Civic Media and Bull Falls Radio. And also make sure that you check out Nightlife with Pete Schwabba on the evenings because we talk a lot of news and politics and the such during the daytime hours on Civic Media. But Pete Schwabba, great entertainment show, Nightlife. He's a writer, an actor, a comedian, and just a lot of fun from 7 until 9 p.m. every weeknight here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 12:30. With the end of the winter sports season, not as many preemptions of Nightlife because of our high school sports coverage, but hey, tonight, check it out. Coming up, after we step away for just a moment, we will be talking Wisconsin sports with Paul Bickling. Coming up here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 12:30. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Welcome back to the program, Paul Bickling, weekly Wisconsin sports segment. Good to see you. Beautiful morning. Beautiful morning.
What time did you get back last night?
Oh, 11:20-ish.
Did you get to see? Well, I think the game ended at 11:17, the Marquette game. Did you get to see that?
I did not.
Oh, so you just missed it.
Then. I just missed it.
Did you listen to it on the way?
I did not. I was listening to music. I was just chilling on my drive home.
You're a Marquette fan, you told me.
I know.
You said that, didn't you?
I don't need to see every game. I'm at the point of my life where there's more to life than sports. There is. I don't watch
Thanks,
as much.
Chad,
as
I didn't know that there was. I just figured that would be.
I don't know. I just felt
you're a Marquette fan.
Listening to a couple podcasts and some music, and I was gonna find out what the score was. I found out they won. Terrific.
It's fun to watch.
I know. No, I'm sure. It sounded like there was a little controversy at the end. Well, not controversy, but right at the end, right at the buzzer of regulation, a shot that had to be looked at with replay. Was that correct?
Yeah, I don't think they should overturn it. I actually don't think that those. I mean, I'm going to be honest. The officiating in that game was not very. In overtime, then, they did not have a possession where they didn't get fouled until under 2 minutes. Villanova, you know, it was just one of those games where it's just I don't want to watch a game.
No rhythm
that,
at all.
I don't want to watch a game like it's not fun to watch a game like that. But and again, I'm not saying that they weren't fouls or some of them weren't fouls, but it's not fun to watch that game when it's a free throw contest.
It's like, you know, when you see 25 flags in a football game, it just takes away the rhythm of the game. It's like, oh, another flag, another flag. You're right. I mean, between the fouls and the free throws, it takes away what you want to watch a basketball game for, the up and down action, and it just poof, hits the emergency brake and makes not for much fun.
Correct. But I mean, Marquette, yesterday was a good day for Wisconsin.
Yeah, I tell you.
It was a great day.
But I mean, we'll start with the Marquette game and then go to the Badgers. But for MU, boy, again, with Kolek out, it's much more of a struggle. Yeah, it just is. But that was to get the win last week on Saturday at Xavier and then get the win last night, it easily could have gone a little bit off the rails going into the tournament. And I think they've settled it, and they're not going to take a big dip when the brackets come out, no matter what happens the rest of the weekend.
Correct, because I think if they would have lost last night, they might have dropped. I think they might have dropped to a three.
Oh, I think so. Absolutely, that was a big, significant win. And I think tonight now, with Providence, and obviously Providence beat Marquette early in the season, then Marquette beat them in Milwaukee. But if you can get another one, then it's like, oof, it really, and the bracket opened up a little bit. But you now a seven seed instead of playing the two seed.
Correct. I mean, and Providence, I mean, probably secured their spot with that win last night.
That was huge, yeah.
So now, you know, I don't think they
can take a deep breath.
They can take a deep breath. I'm not saying that they're not going to come and play. No. I'm just saying that it does make a difference in how I don't believe that you see Kolek tonight.
I wouldn't.
This point. Now if they would win tonight and they have the game tomorrow, then you might see him. You might. Right. Again, you might not even see him then either. But
you don't want to play back-to-back right now. That next week is when it counts.
Correct. They were adamant that he's going to be fine for next week.
That's it.
So if you're saying that.
And then if you win tonight, play tomorrow, then it probably would be good to get back on the court.
Because we saw what happened last year. Yeah. When he came in, that he got hurt, and then Michigan State, it was not good. So you'd like to get a game under your belt before that, just to see how things go, because they have changed different. I thought they really looked good, and then the big man, he did have a great shot at the end to give him a 4-point lead, but he didn't score until there was about a minute left in regulation. That can't happen. I mean, if this guy's an NBA lottery pick that they're saying. And he didn't hit his first were free throws, I think, with like, I don't know, a couple minutes left in the game. We can't have that.
No.
I mean, he's got to be on. But I really thought they were lights out against Xavier. They looked, even without Kolek, I mean, that was a good win, a real good win. I know Xavier got.
Well, you were saying last week it was so much harder offensively. It looked more.
Smooth.
Smooth.
I mean, Jones was on fire. Yes. Akadora was on fire. I mean, these guys were doing things. And last night, Ross had a big three in overtime. It was tied. I believe it was tied, and he hit a three from the top of the key. That was huge. And, you know, so they had other guys score. And Mitchell plays defense.
Right.
He's not really that scorer. He's kind of the guy that'll get the junk baskets and things like that. But they looked.
Shaka, smart player. The kind of guy that really, I think, Shaka loves.
Shaka made a play at the end. I don't know if he designed that play that was there, and I think he was a little upset that he lost the luster, because after he won, you know what I'm saying, like, it was one of those things where he set the play up, and he was like, you know, hey, I just won the game. And so I think he was a little disappointed because just how his reaction was. But it was a great setup, and they had a great thing where they threw the ball to half court, called a timeout, so it went from 2.8 to 2.3.
Right,
it was perfect. So then they called a timeout, and then they had to play. They threw it to Ecuadora in the middle, and Cam Jones came down the side. It was a perfect play except for they called
need a,
it
need a 2.5 instead of 2.3, right?
2.4 would 2. Have 4. I think would have even done it, but so they look good and now they can relax, I think, too, and see what they can do tonight against Providence.
Badgers, boy, they needed that one. Greg Gard needed that one. I'm taking, you know, it's just nice to see there that they came out and just whooped Maryland. I mean, that's
they played well on Sunday against Purdue.
Yeah. I know.
So, but you know what they didn't do on Sunday?
Hit the threes.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And guess what? Yesterday they did. They hit the threes. That's the difference. Yeah. Honestly, they went from three for 25 or something like that to last yesterday. I think
you
it was
do
15
if you
for
play
25.
Like that next week. They're going to get to the Sweet 16. You get that kind of shoot from a Wisconsin Badger team, they're going to find ways to win the game.
That's just the blowout was because of how good. They don't need to shoot that good.
No.
They just need to shoot decent.
Because they have other areas they could usually be they're going to be solid in.
They were. And that's why against Purdue, I thought everything was solid besides the shooting. They just couldn't hit a three. And when I'm saying threes, I'm talking they had open threes. They weren't just rush threes at the end of with Chucky, you know, putting one up at 1 second left.
What's this John Blackwell, freshman, yesterday? He played.
He's played well in the last four games. He's averaged 14
but
points.
Is he going to be a stud?
I mean, what I like is that he takes the ball hard to the hole, and he does other things besides, you know, shoot. I mean, yesterday he shot the ball well, too, but he's been shooting the ball well in the last four or five games. He's their best three-point shooter over the season.
That's nice to see a freshman step up like that.
Well, you know, nowadays that when you go to college,
it's one and done for some of these guys.
Not that he's one and done.
No, he's not. but yeah, exactly. We're gonna come back after an information update, news, weather, and sports coming up, and then more with Paul Micklin coming up here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 12:30. And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. 9:35 here on this Friday morning with Paul Micklin. We talked about, you know, college basketball, obviously a very exciting time in college basketball. You got spring training coming up on opening day in baseball. You got the final stretch before the playoffs and the NBA with the Bucks, but the Packers always find a way to get into the headlines and get a lot of the oxygen when it comes to sports coverage. And it was a very significant week. I mean, you saw some pretty big moves for Green Bay, getting very active early in getting perhaps, the top safety on the free agent market, a guy that's very young. So obviously you feel like, boy, you know, he's going to have his best football in front of him after being very good for the Giants. And then, of course, you make the big change with the running backs and bring Jacobs in. And, of course, you have to say goodbye to, a great guy and a great servant.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it's the business and, you know, people move on, and the reality of it is, you know, what's the number one ability, Chad?
Availability.
And, you know, Jones, you know, he had a cut last year. I don't
really like his agent, to be honest with you.
Real
quickly, though. Last year, yes, Jones did have some injury issues. But
just last year?
His overall record is not bad for a running back.
You're not seriously saying that, are you?
No, go on.
He's missed a lot of games over his time. He was
the biggest reason they got out of the playoffs last season. So I get a little annoyed, though, that, well, this is just part of the business. He got them in the playoffs last year. He was the biggest reason, the way he carried that offense late in the season. He had his best games, right? Perhaps his best games as a Packer down the stretch. Would you agree or disagree with that?
He had his best run, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
His best run, but again,
it's he also had a contract, and I know that you can get all these contracts, but do these contracts mean absolutely nothing? And the next time that, and you can say you don't like his agent. Well, sometimes you need a You need a jerk.
You like Drew?
No, you sometimes need a jerk because. Who's going to protect you? Because they're going to, again, you talk about, is that fair that you have a contract? He took a pay cut last year.
Yeah.
Is that fair? Packers signed him to a contract, and then they're trying to get the money back all the time. Is that fair?
This is a business.
Is it fair?
It's a business.
Is it fair? Yes or no?
Was it fair that we fire anybody?
Hey, answer the question.
Well, is anything
answer
fair?
The question.
Is anything fair?
Answer the question.
Well, what do you mean it's
no,
fair?
No, answer the question.
Yeah, he's not that good. See you later.
So you think it's fair? Yes or no?
Yeah, I think it is fair.
Okay, that's all I wanted.
It's fair.
Okay. All right.
This is a business. I mean, this
it's
is
a where, business. Well, then don't sign him to the contract.
They're trying to make what's best. I mean, if you're going to be on these guys,
You're okay with using people. That's the bottom line. I got some Kleenex on the stream.
Oh my gosh,
see the stream,
this
people.
Guy,
see
this
the stream.
Guy,
Kleenex.
This guy.
Kleenex. If you're watching our stream on either Facebook or X, look at this. I got a box of Kleenex here. This
guy's worried
this
about Jones
Paul,
having dinner
Paul,
today,
this
I guess.
Is Paul, this is Paul.
Jones is
this
hungry.
Is,
he hasn't
Paul,
any food.
This is Paul Micklick.
He doesn't have
and
a house.
And these are people. People.
$7 million. Yeah, I don't feel sorry for him.
Okay.
I don't feel sorry for anybody.
So if there's money involved, it's okay to use people. So if say you're a high school coach.
Jones
is it
be
okay? No, it's okay to.
I'm sitting in Wausau, Wisconsin.
Are the Packers going to be okay? So the Packers can be okay by just using people all the time. That's okay. That's okay.
Fine. It's okay.
All right.
Well, I didn't know. Maybe we should do sympathy. Maybe we should coach sympathy.
No. Maybe you should not use people. That's what I'm saying. I'm dead serious about that. I am dead serious about that. I'm so sick and tired of where it's professional sports. Give me a freaking break. That's why I can drive home and not listen to a game.
That was college, though.
I don't care. They're getting paid. They got NIL. So you can use them, too. Toss them aside. And you know as well as anybody that when Rick Pitino came in last year, they run off players. You know that when Badgers made a coaching change, they run off players. They make life so miserable that they use people as well in college. Am I wrong?
What does this have to do with the Packers?
No, here? I'm talking about using people. Using
I mean,
people. The Packers.
It's been like that for ages.
I know, but it's wrong. It's wrong. I'm saying that this guy was a good servant for the Green Bay Packers, and they kicked him aside so easily.
Yeah, well, I mean
easily.
Yeah.
They didn't take a moment to say this was a good guy, good in the locker room, good in the community, good on the field, right to the end. The last part of that season, he carried them as much as anybody to the playoffs, and they kicked him aside so easily.
Yeah, I mean we
easily.
Could argue. Yeah, I mean we could talk about. Yeah, we probably did the same thing to Aaron Rodgers too, and then David Bakhtiari. I mean, unfortunately,
give me a break. It was not the same.
There's,
as Aaron
there's,
Rodgers.
This is how it is. I mean,
football
ever again.
He produced
Rodgers.
No, Aaron
Jones.
Yeah,
he did produce.
Aaron Jones produced.
Yeah, for five games.
Oh man,
for five games.
So this is going to make them a much better team.
I've never said you never asked that question.
Will this make the Packers a better team?
Because it's not just that move. I mean, come on, Chad. You know better than that. I mean,
no,
we're
I'm talking
about
this move. I'm talking about this move. Will it make them a better team? Because I'm not saying generally. I'm saying this move specifically. Because they could have got the DB.
Jacobs is guaranteed money or his cap money. Do you know what his cap money is?
I don't care.
$5 million. Money. $5
million. Okay.
Jones want to take $6
million. Right.
So I don't understand what I don't. And he's 26 years old.
That's fine. No, that makes the Packers a much better team. That's how I asked you.
I mean, they got Corey Dillon, not Corey, AJ Dillon, because of for his cap is going to be 1.1. So they basically got.
Well,
Jacobs
congratulations
and
to the
Dillon.
Packers. Congratulations.
Right. Well, I hope they. Packers. I'll be honest with you, Goody. If you're listening, I know you're not, but if you're listening. Please just be nice and don't do anything
exactly. That's
for the business.
That's
right. That's
treat everybody like garbage.
Treat everybody.
But as long as you win, it's A-OK.
Well, I mean, that's life, unfortunately. But that's
make Donald Trump the GM of the Packers, and you know that would be fantastic. Well, bring on Adolf Hitler as the quarterback.
You know because, how to ruin a whole week
because,
of the Packers.
Because he's got a great arm.
You know how to ruin the weekend. The Packers did everything they possibly could do to try to
I
put themselves in a position.
I hope Jones runs 500 yards every game against the Packers next year.
And you know we're going to be sitting here
because,
next year.
Because
Jones
I don't,
is going to
be
because hurt.
I don't, because I don't
be
root for laundry.
Old. So you're all right. You're a Vikings fan? All right.
Yep,
good.
Absolutely. Go Vikings next year.
Go Vikings.
Go Vikings.
Oh, you want to put some peace on that?
No,
anybody?
I don't want to go.
No,
on
because they had a good quarterback. They didn't ante up for Kirk Cousins, and Kirk Cousins is a good guy.
He was a free agent,
but
and
Kirk Cousins is a good guy.
No, that is not the same
okay.
at all.
All right,
not
all right.
You are playing unfair here.
Well,
you are making an unfair comparison.
Kirk Cousins is a good guy, though.
No, you're making an unfair.
He's a good guy, though.
You're making an unfair comparison.
Yeah.
You know better, too.
Well, you do know better. The Vikings.
You know better. You know, right?
The Vikings.
You know it. I got you on this one. Well, you're on. Tell me you know it. That's unfair. That's an unfair comparison. Yes or no?
Well, because he's a
yes
free
or
agent.
No? Yes. Yeah. So say yes. Say yes.
But it's not,
say
though.
Yes. No,
they
say
would
yes.
pay him, though. They didn't
yes.
pay him, though.
Yes, but say yes.
But they didn't pay him, though.
That's not the... No. They did not
give... How dare they not give them
no,
$180
you,
million?
You are,
how dare
you are,
the Vikings?
No, you are
how
so
dare
wrong.
The Vikings
you are
not
so,
give them $180
you,
million?
No, you are just so
a 35-year-old
this is
guy.
So wrong.
How did not give no, $180 million?
You are
terrible.
So wrong here. This is ridiculous. Comparing, you may have... I will say you have a leg to stand on when it comes to the Packers shenanigans when it came to Jones. I will admit that. That, yes, in the terms of business and the NFL, the Packers did everything perfectly right. But this kinds of thing, you're just trying... You're trying to make a point here that is wrong. So I'm going to end it right there. But I will say that the Packers were more aggressive quickly, weren't they? I mean, as compared to maybe in the past where they kind of used the draft and then kind of wait to see where the free agency pack
well,
ends
what,
up.
What happened was when they this is the truth of it, Chad. And before they were talking to his agent at the combine, he wasn't going to make the cut.
Right.
They went against. No. I'm just saying. No. Right. This is what happened. So this is why they were aggressive. They went against. They knew. They went to the Vikings before the tampering was supposed to be Monday. They went to them. To be honest with you, if you want to be fair, but I'm not going to get into that. But they went and they got that contract set up with the Vikings before Monday already. So they talked to him, which is illegal. But again, we're not going to talk about illegal.
You know this.
That's what happened, Chad.
You know this,
Chad. You telling me this
you
right
know,
now?
No, you know.
You get cut.
Are you
and two
are,
hours later?
No,
you get the Vikings.
You know,
come on.
No, you know this though. I mean, you know, this is you making an assumption.
No,
right?
Actually, no. It's in the inside source. That's actually from
well, then
Milwaukee
they,
Sentinel. So
then,
if you want
inside source,
no Milwaukee people. Sentinel. They said that's
who,
how it happened.
Who said that?
Well, whoever wrote that. Well, who's the beat writer for
I have
the
no idea.
For the? Well, you should read. I thought you liked to read. Read the paper.
I'm reading.
It's good.
But the Packers, they were aggressive with the safety.
Because they had to be, though, because what happened was they knew that he was going to leave because he wasn't going to take the cut.
I'm not talking about the Jacobs situation. The Packers went out and got the best safety.
Well, because that was the one guy.
Which, again, is different than what the Packers have normally done.
They knew for their defense they needed a certain thing, yes. And they needed that one guy. They needed that one guy to make sure in the back end. So if they draft a rookie that's with him.
But also, though they did pay the premium because they wanted this particular player. Because and there are other – actually, that's been one of the positions in free agency that has been there were options out
yep.
there. So the Packers, I think, were very, again, it also it helps that the Packers, as you said, were in a good cap situation where they could be aggressive.
And they still are in a good
yes.
cap situation. You're going to see them not now because they're probably going to defer a lot of that money because they have a lot of guys coming up next year, obviously including Love for extension-wise.
Right.
So they're going to leave some of it. But what they're going to do
is... they can always cut them later, so it doesn't matter what they sign them to.
Are we so silly on this? Because if you're going to talk about fair and having a thing with the Vikings already before the tampering period, but we're not going to even get into that because we're going to play fair here. That's what I do. But I'll tell you this right now, that they're going to still sign a middle linebacker somewhere along the line.
Well, they have to
on the second or third level. You know what I'm saying? Because the first wave has gone through, and now people are going, I could get their money. Even A.J. Dillon, I mean, look, $1.1 million. Think about that. The guy went down. If you asked like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you would have thought that he would have been in that five range. But he had 1.1 million
because he hasn't produced.
Because he hasn't produced, and that's what this is all about. So it'll be interesting to see what they get.
Why doesn't Dylan produce better? By the way, because you look at the guy, he should produce better, right?
But he's in number three. He's in number three option.
But I'm talking about him just specifically. They're not talking about where he stands in the pecking order as a player. Why hasn't he been better? Because it feels like he should have been better. You know,
I don't know if you saw a stat of missed tackles. You would have thought that Dylan would have been higher. Jacobs was number one. Dylan was like number seven with, you know, because going through guys.
Right.
He didn't, I bet you, if you looked right away, we would have thought he would have made more guys miss.
Right.
Or through them.
Or break the tackle.
Break the tackle. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you.
But he doesn't do that at the level for how big, I mean, Quadzilla and all this stuff.
Because you know why? Because in college, those guys are all not huge. They get to the NFL.
NFL's at the best level.
That's the best level. It's a little harder. You got to be a little special. And I don't think he's at that level. But I tell you right now, he's a good number three because they're going to draft a running back fairly high. And you know.
And from what has been reported as well, it is a kind of a show me kind of deal.
Correct.
A show me deal to say you have to earn your spot. So you're exactly right. And final minute. Good thing the Bucks won last night, or else I've been firing everybody again after that tough road trip.
Yeah, and Lillard on last Friday night, he had a tough. He missed two shots at the end, and he gave up the basket to win it because they were up. He had a big 4-point play before that. Yeah. I thought they were going to do it. Lillard's got to be, but then he came back against the Clippers and showed up. But hey, they have a good record. They're okay.
They're going to be there in the end. And like you said, those seven game series are going to be interesting. I mean, it's going to come down to some moments and whether or not they do gel and have these superstars make the plays coming down the stretch. They're going to be there.
Problem with the Bucks is, honestly, is that I don't think they thought they were hoping Chris Middleton would come back.
Yeah,
but their problem is that they're going to be stuck for the next couple of years because I think they have all those guys on 2-year contracts.
My old poker analogy. All in.
And the thing is Chris done?
Thanks, Paul.
Chad.
Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12. I'm going to say it right out front. I'm not that off the rails. I was just going with it a little bit. I understand the business of the National Football League, and I understand the need to have some salary cap flexibility. But, again,
it was a good conversation.
At the same time, though, contracts really don't mean a whole lot in the NFL, and I'm sad to see Aaron Jones leave. But again, I mean, I don't think you can argue that the moves are prudent for the Green Bay Packers in terms of what they are trying to accomplish coming up in the next year. The time is 9:52. It is the 15th day of March. Yep, we are to the middle portion of March already. Here, it's day number 75 of this year. That means there are 291 days remaining in 2024, and some famous events have occurred on this date in history. Going all the way back to 44 BC, Julius Caesar, dictator of the Roman Republic, was stabbed to death by Marcus Junius Brutus and several other Roman senators on the Ides of March. On this date in 1972, The Godfather had its premiere. Mm-hmm. 1977 on this date, Eight is Enough and Three's Company both premiered on TV. On this date in 1991, four Los Angeles, California police officers were indicted for the videotaped beating of motorist Rodney King. On this date in 1999, Bruce Springsteen, Paul McCartney, Billy Joel, and Dusty Springfield were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. On this date in 2009, researchers announced the germiest thing in our life is our cell phone, taking the crown from our computer keyboard. And on this date in 2018, toy chain Toys R Us announced it would close all its stores after filing for bankruptcy.
That's too bad. It was a nice store. I've only been in there once.
Are they still open?
No.
Okay.
They used to have one in Madison, but that closed down when they closed all the stores. Yeah.
Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Judd Hirsch, actor. Alex Rieger on Taxi also has appeared in many other TV series and movies. Judd Hirsch turning 89 years old today. Mike Love of the Beach Boys turning 83. Sly Stone of Sly and the Family Stone, 81 years old today. Francis Conroy of Casual and 6 Week Under is 71. Dee Snider of Twisted Sister, 69 years old today. Actor Park Overall was on Empty Nest is 67. Fabio is 65. Brett Michaels of Poison turning 61. Actor Kim Raver of 24. Third Watch of Grey's Anatomy is 55. Eva Longoria of Desperate Housewives fame, 49 years old today. Will I Am of the Black Eyed Peas is 49. Actor Jay Courtney of Suicide Squad and A Good Day to Die Hard is 38. And rapper David Byrne, a.k.a. Lil Dicky, is 36 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 12:30.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Also, some special events being acknowledged today. It is the Ides of March. It is Everything You Think Is Wrong Day.
Sometimes it can be.
It's International Day Against Police Brutality. It is Egg Cream Day. It is Peanut Lovers Day. It is True Confessions Day. It is Take Down Tobacco National Day of Action. It is Preschool Teachers Day and World Sleep Day. I wish I slept more today.
Yeah. Slept more last night, but my cat kept scratching at the door trying to get in.
Absolutely. So those are the special events being acknowledged today. It is now time for our number for the day.
Okay.
All right. What are we this week? 1 out of 4?
No, we are a 0.
Oh, 0 out of 4. Oh.
Yeah.
That is not good. All right. We talked earlier today about the top 10 obese cities in the country.
Yep.
I'm going to ask you, the number of the day is, what percentage of U.S. adults are classified as obese?
What percentage?
So what percentage of U.S. adults are classified as obese? Is the correct answer 31%? Is the correct answer 41%? Is the correct answer 51%? So what percentage of U.S. adults classified as obese? 31%, 41%, or 51%?
I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'm going to say 51%.
The correct answer, as you try to get one right this week, is 41%.
Man.
An offer week.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, hopefully next week
I would be cutting you if you were on the Green Bay Packers, even if you had a contract.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, 0-5. Oh,
that just...
After you had all that momentum going into this week.
I don't know. I'm overthinking it again.
All right. We're going to do better next week.
Yes.
We will turn it around next week with Ian Welsh of the number for the day. Ian, have a good weekend.
You too, Chad. Have a good weekend, everybody.
We will see you on Monday. We'll see our... hopefully our listeners on Monday, And stick around. Coming up, an information update followed by Matt and Air on Air. I'm Chad Holmes. Thanks for joining us for the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.